Chapter 4. Disappointments. That week, Sir John proposed a picnic to Whitwell, which everyone happily agreed to. The morning before the picnic, Marianne told Eleanor she had an important piece of news to communicate. Willoughby had promised her a special present. He wanted to give her a horse. Eleanor was startled at the impropriety of him giving so expensive and personal a present to her sister. However, she tried to be tactful in her objections, because she didn't want to offend Marianne. She pointed out that as they had no stable at the cottage, and no servant to look after the animal, and it would generate a lot of extra expense for their mother which she could not afford, better then to refuse Willoughby's kind gift. Marianne was disappointed, but eventually agreed that her sister was right. That evening, she thanked Willoughby, but told him that she could not accept his generous present.
"Never mind, Marianne. It is still yours,"
he replied in a low voice and with a meaningful look.
"I will just have to keep it for you for a little longer."
After dinner, the two sat whispering together. Margaret saw Willoughby ask Marianne something. She nodded, gave him her sewing scissors, and he carefully cut off a lock of her dark hair, which he kissed and put into his wallet. On seeing this, Eleanor was convinced that her sister and Mr. Willoughby must be secretly engaged. Surely such extravagant behaviour could only mean that. But why did they not openly announce their betrothal and free her sister from the compromising position this secrecy was causing? Disappointing news came from Barton Park the next morning. Their excursion to Whitwell had to be cancelled because Colonel Brandon, who was to be their guide, had received a letter and had then suddenly gone away on urgent business. The gossipy Mrs. Jennings was extremely curious to find out what this secret business was, and in conversation with Eleanor, revealed what she knew about his private life. It seemed that the Colonel was guardian to a young lady called Miss Williams, who many believed was in fact his natural daughter. Mrs. Jennings was convinced that Colonel Brandon's sudden departure was connected to this fact. The most disappointed of all to hear that the picnic would not now take place were Marianne and Willoughby. They had been looking forward to riding together to Whitwell, while the others went by carriage, and now they would not have the chance to be alone. They blamed Colonel Brandon, most unfairly, for his selfishness, and Willoughby insisted that he take Marianne out riding nevertheless. They stayed out all morning, and in answer to Mrs. Jennings' questioning later that afternoon, Marianne finally revealed that he had taken her to see Allenham, the estate he was going to inherit. Eleanor was shocked to think that her 16-year-old sister had gone there uninvited and unchaperoned, and reprimanded her about it. But the imprudent Marianne was defiant and replied that she had had the most enjoyable morning of her life. More serious disappointments than the cancellation of the picnic were in store for Eleanor's impetuous sister, however. The very next day, Willoughby visited them at the cottage with an incredible piece of news. He said he must leave Devonshire at once and return to London on business. When Mrs. Dashwood, concerned for this sudden change in him, asked what type of business it was, he refused to tell them. His behaviour was very different to his usual friendly, informal manner. He was reserved and uncomfortable, and obviously in a great hurry to leave them as soon as possible. Marianne was very distressed, and her mother, seeing this, urged Willoughby to return to them as soon as he could, as their guest at the cottage. Willoughby would not even promise that, however, and after another few painful minutes, during which he would not look at Marianne, he left. After he had gone, Mrs. Dashwood talked endlessly about what this strange turn of events could possibly mean, finding all the excuses for Willoughby that she could, but Eleanor had less confidence in him and felt very uncomfortable indeed. Marianne said nothing, but wept continuously and would not eat or sleep. She obviously didn't know any more than the rest of them about her admirer's mysterious departure and was miserable because of his sudden abandonment of her. Days passed, and still no letter from Willoughby arrived. Then, one day, as the girls sat in the parlour, they saw a figure on horseback approaching the house. Marianne immediately jumped up and rushed outside, convinced that it was Willoughby come back to her. But as the man came nearer, they saw that it was Edward Ferrars. Now it was Eleanor who felt confused. She had not heard a word from Edward since leaving Norland, and had not known how to explain his neglect. Her heart was beating fast, but she greeted him calmly. His attitude to her seemed rather reserved after such a long separation, but she tried not to be disappointed. Marianne, on the other hand, watched him closely and compared his cool behaviour towards her sister with Willoughby's ardent affection for her. What could it mean, she wondered. Did he not love her sister after all? But to Elinor, who knew him better, he seemed to have some great weight on his mind. He was not relaxed, and their old, comfortable relationship was somehow altered. So she waited patiently to see if some time alone together would persuade him to reveal what was troubling him.